Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 201 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast.
In this episode of From Behind the Barbecue Frontlines, I talked to Danny and Brenda Castillo. They are set to open a barbecue joint around July 4th in San Juan Capistrano, right across from the Mission. However, there was a wrench thrown into their situation. One of their investors pulled out, and they've set up a GoFundMe page, as well as they're having two events coming up. And as soon as I saw that, I wanted to reach out to them because I wanted them to tell in their words what happened so that people knew what the circumstances were and how dire it was to get the funds and why they had to do this. I'll put a link to the GoFundMe page below. They're looking to try to get at least $30,000. They're over $8,000 as of right now. So please, if you can, if you just have a little bit, please donate. That helps out a lot. This Sunday, May 31st, they're having an event at Gamecraft Brewing in Laguna Hills. For a minimum $25 donation, you get two pulled pork tacos. There's also a whiskey company that's donated some stuff that you could purchase. And of course, you can get beers from Gamecraft. And then the following Sunday, they're doing a six-course fine dining event. I'll put information below. The tickets haven't gone on sale yet. It'll be $100. There's going to be 100 people. They'll have outside seating for that. That's going to be a cool event. So they're doing a bunch of things to try to raise this money to fulfill their dream. And on top of everything, Brenda is ready to give birth. We were supposed to do this morning. However, she was having contractions, which weren't full-on contractions, but they're contractions. So we weren't sure if we were going to be able to do this, but we did. And I'm so glad. So I can't thank them enough for taking the time. I'll jump in right now to the interview. Well, first off, you guys both look great. You look glowing. I'm excited. We were going to do this earlier this morning, but then we had, you were having some contractions. But is that something I've never had a child? Is that like a phantom stuff that sometimes happens? Or
yeah, your body's just practicing, getting ready for the real thing. So as long as they stop, then it's not real. So if they keep going, then gotcha. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You're a few weeks away, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Pro though, she's the third one. So.
Yeah, that's true. But still, it's always exciting. It's always a new thing. Well, and you also have a birth of a restaurant coming up. Let's talk about this. You have a new GoFundMe page. So what's happening? What caused you guys to do this? And then what fundraisers are coming up?
So, yeah, actually, an investor didn't really come through on their end. So we, basically got stuck with the bill. So in order for the contractors to move forward, we have to, make sure that we pay these bills.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. Like, first I got hit with a figure of $30,000, and then when it got sent out, like an actual invoice to us, itemized, it was like almost $50,000.
Oh my Lord. Okay. So would it be nice to get more than $30,000, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's our goal.
Yeah, and then we had that Kingsford donated that money to us. That's like right on time. I mean, we literally got the check yesterday for that. So that's going to help out get us there.
Nice. Well, then what was that like when you got that call?
I didn't really know. I mean, I got an email, and like anything, when you get an email, you're not sure if it's real or not. I mean, somebody say, we're going to give you $10,000, and you're like, yeah, okay, sure.
Well, that's what Robin Wong said too.
But yeah, after, I read the email and I told my wife, I said, I think this is real. And I remember seeing Matt Horn, a few weeks prior, receiving something like that for $10,000. So I went back onto Kingsford's, Instagram page, and I saw that that's what they were doing. They were, giving away, there's like 250,000 to pit masters across the country. So yeah, it's like, well, man, this is real. I'm going to respond back, So I did. And they said, yeah. Well,
even still, when we were filling out paperwork, and I kind of have a banking background, so I'm like, fraud, and all of our personal information. And I double checked, cross-referenced names to companies just to make sure that, because who knows, they could intercept what Kingsford was doing. We just didn't know.
And then also too, what was that like when you found out that the investor pulled out? Like, when that must have been heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was, and it wasn't, because we always kind of wanted this thing to be organic anyway. So it just kind of it put a lot of weight on my shoulders, and it was tough. And I spent the whole day, racking my brain. And the last thing I really honestly wanted to do was go out and start asking people for money. Like, we've never, really done anything like this before. We were trying to figure out ways that we could do it where people could get something in return. And I had some ideas, and then it just seemed too complicated. Like, for us right now, with baby coming and restaurant coming and like people were talking about, you know, getting some merch done, you know, like having people who donated, you know, make tiles with their names on it, put it in the restaurant, and like all kinds of ideas.
Which are cool creative ideas. But,
yeah, all kinds of things were floating around, but realistically, like, we just don't have time to do any of that. Like, I can't, you know, go find somebody to do shirts and stuff, and like, or, you know, bug people to do things. And it just seemed easier just to, you know, reach out to all the people that have been supporting us over the last few years and see if they would be willing to donate. And like, I think it's up to almost $8,000 now.
It's just above $8,000. I just checked just now before I called you guys.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So like I had texted you, my goal would, let's see if we can get it over $20,000 by this weekend. That's why I want to get this out in your words, because people might, they'd see the posts on Instagram. They'd see the GoFundMe page, but they might not know really what happened. And I think it's important that they know, like, this wasn't something that you just didn't plan properly. And this is something that really happened, like the rug got pulled out from under your feet.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're fortunate enough, Brady, actually, when he did those t-shirts for us, I just got a check yesterday from him, an e-check from him, for the money that they made for us. And I'm like, man, it's just coming in like all the time that we need it. And, you know, even some folks like, Brotherton, John Brotherton, he made a donation. I guess he, you know, cause there was an email that was going around saying that, you know, if you wanted your money to go to somebody else that needed it, you could. So, Brotherton's, like, some of the money that he made off his shirts got shot to me. So, which is awesome. So, I mean, the barbecue community, Dustin Bartz, he's doing 10% of his sale.
I'll put a link to that too. That was awesome.
Yeah. For Saturday, he's doing that. And that really blew my mind. I mean, cause I really don't know Dustin too well. And, you know, that's just, it's really awesome that he would do something like that. We spent some time together in Texas, and I rode shotgun in his Bart's barbecue mobile.
Oh, I remember you guys are together. And Abe, I think, was there too.
Yeah, between Abe and him, and I Depo bucket upside down, all the way from Austin to San Antonio. It was painful.
Oh man, oh no.
So we definitely bonded over that.
And the shows, and also too, like, we all love you, and like, we're all trying to like make something happen. And what you have, can you explain the restaurant and a little bit about the restaurant so people can know, because from what everyone's seen, it's gorgeous.
It's in San Juan Capistrano. So it's a really old, you know, it has like that Spanish early California vibe there. It's actually, it's right across from the Mission San Juan Capistrano. So
that's so awesome.
It's kind of like, it really has like a San Antonio kind of feel to it too, because,
well, that's true. You know,
yeah.
The Alamo.
The Alamo was actually a Mission before, you know? So I feel it looks like we're right across the street from the Alamo.
That's but, awesome. You'll have to have like a collab with Isaul.
Yeah, right. You know, I just talked to him. He said he's going to be down here when open.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've been talking with him and Miguel and a bunch of other people that can't wait to come out here and do
collab. Yeah, a lot of people are written there. Like, are you for July 4th, like around, because is it still kind of around July 4th? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, we're thinking it's going to be that weekend. Okay. So it kind of worked out, you know, I mean, with COVID and, the baby coming, and, you know, it's just, it just seemed like we're kind of now at the tail end of this, hopefully, unless we have any type of, you know, any more, the second wave or whatever.
Because our followers will know that, you know, we had originally said, oh, March, and then we're like, maybe April, and then we're like, spring.
And I thought with this, maybe fall. Like, I was just, like, you just don't know. You don't know. And with construction, you know, look at Goldie's. Yeah. Goldie's took like a year for their place to open.
Yeah.
And then we started doing the smoke kitchen stuff, and, you know, so we took a weekend off or two of working just to, you know, prep for that. And then we got our surprise financial burden, so that's why we're just juggling right now.
It's the people that are really, you know, supporting us, and that they're getting us through this, because I think all the stuff that we've done too for the community and stuff, like all that great karma is kind of coming back to us, is something that I was hoping would happen, and it is. So
there's no way that we could have forecasted we'd be in the situation that we are right now, to have so many people supporting us. It's almost overwhelming, that all the love and encouragement that we're just getting is amazing.
Well, and also too, it just feels like the momentum is so much Like, you have so much momentum right now. Like, I kept, like, we'd be texting every so often, and I'd be like, another thing, and it just, yeah, it's so exciting for you guys.
It's kind of scary sometimes. I mean, we just had a eater come out and do this shoot with us too for that,
smoke point thing,
you know, that, and you know, we don't even know how, I don't understand how that even happened, but see that, those, that kind of stuff just blows me, my mind. And we're just, you know, it keeps happening. And I honestly, in the back of my head, I knew something was going to happen. Cause it seems like that's what always happens. Like you're rocking and rolling, and then all of a sudden something comes up and bam, you know. Yeah. Just,
well, you seem the same way. I'm like, I always feel like if everything feels great, I'm always nervous. Like, I always feel
our pregnancy, we had no idea it was around the corner, and then it came and surprised us.
Oh, that's true. There's that too. Well, let's talk about the ways that people can help you. We have a GoFundMe page, which I'll put a link on the video as well as below. And I'm making a blog piece with this to go with it. So
yeah, we have that. And then, so this Sunday we're actually doing, a little fundraiser at this brewery in Laguna Hills or Laguna Woods.
I think it's Hills.
Laguna Hills, called Gamecraft Brewing Company.
I'll put a link to the map.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we're just doing a drive through and then folks will just drive in and they'll let us know how many tacos they want. And it's a $25 minimum donation. And with that comes
two tacos,
and then it comes with it. We're doing this fire roasted salsa and cilantro. So it's like super simple, you know, and something that we could, you know, really, that tastes delicious and that's really affordable for us to put together to make some good money, hopefully, off of it. So yeah, it's a $25 minimum donation.
And they pay at a point of sale, like, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what's really cool is Garrison Brothers Whiskey Bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
From High, Texas. They actually donated 40 flight, their gift bags, and their flights of their three different whiskeys in the little bottle form, and a build your own old fashioned kit.
Oh, that's killer.
Yeah, and has like some of their stickers in there. I've been, you know, working really closely with Garrison these past couple months. A good friend of mine that just became one of their ambassadors.
Oh, right.
So he's like, you know, they're trying to find anything that has to do with Texas out here, and they love our restaurant. So we'll be doing some.
So will you be giving out those bags? Is that what you're doing? Or?
So they're going to be available for purchase.
Okay.
And when they purchase the bags, that money goes to us. It's awesome that they did that. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a little booth for people that want to do that.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, it's super cool. Super cool. And their whiskey is great too. So. Anyhow, so we'll have that, and that Gamecraft, the brewing company, I believe they're going to set up some kind of like a crawler station, and that's just for people that want to, you know, pick up some beer while they're there, you know.
I've heard great things about them too, so that's rad.
We have had a few pop-ups with them in the past, so we have a good relationship with them.
So that's why I know them. I haven't moved down there yet. Once I move down, I'll know all the places in Orange County. But
excited for you to move down here.
So excited. So now, and then you're also, you said there's another pop-up that you guys are doing?
Yeah, so the following Sunday, which will be the 6th or 7th, I think it.
7th.
7th, I think.
Yeah. 7th. We're doing a 6-course dinner at this place called the Vacation Bar in downtown Santa Ana. The historic little district in Santa Ana. Yeah, they're kind enough. The owners were kind enough to open their doors and let us have a private event there.
Wow.
And then so I thought some of the restrictions were kind of limit how many people we could have there, but they just opened, the city is now letting them serve food and alcohol on the street with these new ABC laws. So they're actually going to be like sectioning a corner off, or not a corner, but an area outside.
Okay. That's smart.
And they'll be adding tables and pulling tables from in there so people can dine al fresco too.
Right. So is that going to be something where you'll have online tickets available?
Yeah, we're still working that out, the details. We want to get a menu together first, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be something that's a little bit more along the fine dining menu, but we'll still be offering all like the Trinity, like the Trinity will be in the menu in one way or another. So it's, you know, we're going to chef it up and do some really awesome things. And another, you know, a couple of chef friends of mine are going to be donating some of their time to help us pull this off. You know, pretty talented people there.
You don't know how much that will be yet.
Tickets are going to be $100.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to do 100 tickets.
Okay. That's cool. Are there any other ways? Those are the three ways right now to assist you guys, right?
Yeah, the taco pop-up, the six-course dinner that we're doing and the GoFundMe. I think by the time we finish all, I mean, Brenda's going to pop any minute. So we're really trying to, you know, figure out what we can, what else we can do.
Squeeze in.
But, and I actually doing the dinner, I think, is really pushing it. But
I know it is. It really is.
For some reason, like, I have to get this cook done. I'm sure I can probably, you know, just call somebody, you know, like maybe hit up Andrew or something.
Yeah, I know. That's how you
called me. Dish this cook for me. I got to go to the hospital.
I'm sure he would. I'm sure he'd help out. That I just can't wait for the restaurant to open. I can't, like, that's such a dream of yours. And I wanted to get this done today because I want to get this online tonight because I want to get people to know what's going on and get you those funds. So that way that'll take that burden off your shoulders.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Have you had a chance to see some of the pictures at the restaurant?
So cool. I thought I saw something with, like, were you the place where you'd order and stuff? Didn't you have?
Yeah, that's what's kind of cool about this is it's the building itself is pretty COVID proof because the way that we designed the windows and they were already existing in a like that sort of already they have pass throughs. So when folks come up to order, there's a glass that's there, but we're getting these, you know, cut out. So we'll have screens there and, you know, per the health department, they have to be a certain size or and such. But so they'll order their meats there and then they'll move along to the other window where they get all their sides that they want and then they'll do the transaction and then they'll go on their way. But it's going to be straight out counter service, 11 a.m. to sell out. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to get those offsets passed through inspection.
Amazing.
Which was so stressful. We built the restaurant, you know, without even knowing if the smokers are
that. I know, that's very gutsy of you guys.
I was very confident we would get it done.
And that's how it had to be done. There's no way around it. Man. Pay for install them and get it all in there. And then we had to wait for, you know, the nail biting moment.
But also too, you had them done by Harper and Drew. Yeah. Drew knows what he's doing. And I have faith. I'm posting an interview with him shortly. And like, he's a smart dude. So you guys, it worked out great.
Extremely smart man and an even better friend. He's a true friend.
He loves you guys.
Yeah, we love him too. Yeah. Yeah.
When you talk to him, you feel like you're just talking to an old friend.
I mean, he's like the coolest dude too. I mean, he like hunts and fishes and, you know, and on top of that, he can make great barbecue. So, I mean, he's like everybody's buddy. You know?
He's helped pinches before too when we had pop-ups and staff couldn't show up last minute. And he just jumped right in and like done it 100 times before. And it was, he's amazing.
He's really clean, which I like. The guys we would get in there sometimes on the line cutting meat on the block. Woo! They can make some messes, that's for sure. he kept his station really neat and clean, and that says a lot. So
I thought you were going to say he's really cute.
Well, he is cute, too. Well, thank you. We appreciate everything you do for us, Kevin.
I appreciate you guys, too. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Take care.
Good to talk to you.
Bye.